Psalms chapter number 14. Start reading in verse number 1. Appreciate the good day the Lord hath given us. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They've done abominable works. There's none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They're all together become filthy. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. You may be seated tonight. Father, I want to thank you for this time together. I want to thank you, Lord, for the hope of your world to come. Thank you for this family, Lord, that has come to minister in our church tonight. Thank you for their faithfulness. God, I thank you for their diligence to serve you. And I pray that your blessing and your safety would be about them. Thank you, Lord, for the church tonight that's full of people. Thank you, Lord, for the desire in a world, God, that's always been bad. God, just not hadn't went bad, but it's always been bad. Lord, as in the reading you said, you looked down and there was none good. No, not one. Help us tonight to preach. We'll be careful to honor you. Thank you for who you are. And what you doing for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Tonight in this text verse, you'll notice in verse number 2, there's a statement that the Lord looked down. Tonight in this world, as we've elaborated a little bit this morning, this is a big day in the life of Americans, and many services are called off on account of it. But I won't preach on the big picture tonight. And I won't say that there's been 5 downs and 2 to go. I won't say, first of all, the Lord looked down. I'm glad we got a God that looked down. That lets me know He's got eyes that He can see. He's not a God that's up in the graveyard tonight. He is a God that is alive. Oh, you say, how you know He's alive? Because I feel Him moving in my heart. We got a God that He looked down. Brother Tim, in Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 1, and you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this old world. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Among whom also we all had our conversation, our lifestyle in times past. In the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh, and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in love and mercy, wherewith He hath loved us and given us an everlasting love. Tonight I'm glad we had a God that looked down. I'm glad He's still a-looking. It's no use in us trying to cover it up in the dark. Because in the beginning, God, He done seen in the dark. And honey, let me tell you, He ain't even got to turn the flashlight on tonight. God sees in the dark. He sees in behind the closet. Sees under the bed. And glad as Zacchaeus, He seen him up a tree. Thank God we've got a God tonight that looked down. Number two, I'm glad we got a God that just didn't stay where He was. Because after He looked down, He came down. And this will blow all the Jehovah Witnesses theology tonight. Honey, let me tell you, Jesus was more than a good man. He was the God man. God manifested in the flesh. He became man and walked in this world. There He veiled up all of His glory. And on the Mount of Transfiguration there that day, they got to see just a little bit of His glory. I can hardly wait till yonder on that morning. Oh, when we walk into His world, you say, how come you know it'll be morning? Because He said we'd need no light there. For the glory of the Lamb doeth lighten it. Hallelujah. Thank God I'm going to a land that is fairer than day tonight. Hallelujah. Got a God that looked down. Got a God. The Bible said in Philippians chapter number 2, verse number 5, He came down. Oh, I'm glad He came to us as sinners. In Philippians, you'll notice this tonight in your Bibles, Philippians chapter 2, we'll start reading about verse number 5. Not only did He look down, but I'm glad He came down. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation, took upon Him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself. I don't know why He did, I just know He did. Became obedient to the death, even the death of the cross. Tonight, five downs and two to go. The big picture. It's not what's on the big screen tonight that really matters. It's the big picture. Young'uns, it's not Hollywood that matters. It's what the Word of God says. Thank God there were five downs and still two more to go out. My Lord in glory, I could run out yonder and bat a pine tree tonight. I'm glad I'm saved by the good glory of God tonight. I'm glad there were five downs. Two more to go. The Bible said He looked down. You'll notice He came down. In John 10, the great shepherd, Brother Tim, He laid down. Oh, in John chapter number 10, watch this. The Bible, you ought to underline it. The Bible said in verse 14, I am the good shepherd, what Jesus said. I know my sheep and I'm known of mine. Hang on right there. Yesterday, I heard a song singing. Difference in singing and singing. But I heard a song singing. And by the way, Paul and Silas was singing in the midnight hour. We don't need no singers. We need some singers. Somebody say amen. My friend, I remember that morning when there Mary went to the tomb and found the tomb was empty. She went back all bewildered and she come back by herself. Jesus came to her, Brother Joe, and she supposed Him to have been a gardener. She cried, well, where is He at? All of a sudden He cried out and said, Mary. She said, Rabboni, what you thought right there? The sheep hear my voice. We may, oh watch this, Mary didn't know who He was. We may forget who He is, but He'll never forget who we are. who you was. But a lot of times I didn't know who he was. I'm glad he's always known me. Therefore, the great shepherd of the sheep, my friend, not only has he looked down and came down, but glory be unto our great God, he's laid down. The Bible said, I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep and I'm known to mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Boy, I'm glad I was in that bunch. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. There shall be one fold and one shepherd that day. It won't be Jew and Gentile. It'll be one fold. And the great shepherd will be our God. Watch this. Therefore doeth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. Honey, the devil didn't take it from him. He laid it down. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I've got power to take it again. Woo! This commandment have I received of my Father. Well, he looked down, he came down, he laid down. But I'm glad also in Ephesians 4 verse 8, he went down. In Ephesians chapter number 4, talking about the big picture now. Ephesians 4 and verse number 8, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but? He also descended. He went down into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Now look at 1 Peter 3:18. Here's a verse that hooks it up. For Christ also hath once suffered for our sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Oh Lord. Oh Lord, what a statement. He suffered the sins of just for that he might bring us to God. There ain't but one way to the gate. That's by his Son, church. Being put to death in the flesh and quickened by the Spirit. Here it is. By which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Well, you say he went down. Oh, he delivered the saints. And they was in a holding place. Abraham's bosom. It was a guff fix. They could see over there to where Abraham was in hell. But honey, when Jesus got up out of the grave, he descended in the heart of the earth. He said, praise God, there's Elijah, there's Moses, there's Abraham. Y'all come on, we got a better place to go. Glory to God. I'm glad he went down and he led captivity captive by the good glory of God tonight. Great glory to our good captain. Hallelujah. I guarantee you nobody leaned over to Abraham and said, is that him? They'd who knowed who he was. My friend, they couldn't go to heaven because heaven hadn't yet been purified by the blood of his darling Son. But he went and paved the way and came and set the captives free, and he's still doing that tonight. But watch this. That's Old Testament theology brought in New Testament light. For now, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Honey, I don't go to the heart of the earth now to the paradise side. It's empty. And hell is still there tonight. And that day, it was a paradise side and a bad side, so to speak, in Bowden terminology. But honey, let me tell you now, all the saints of God that's been born again by the sweet grace of God, they go home to be with the Lord. And honey, it ain't no soul sleep going on. This old body leaves in the graveyard and just goes to sleep and goes to clay.
You say, well, what if I get burned up? Glory, I don't want them to burn me up, glory to God. But if they do, and they sprinkle my ashes all over Cleburne County, Brother Randall, you be sure of this on getting up morning. They'll know where they put everyone up. My Lord, they burn me up. Somebody slap them on the jaws for the glory of God. Say, my preacher didn't want to be burned up. That's your business. But I think you ought to be buried if you're a Christian. Somebody say me. Jesus went to Lazarus' burial. They didn't burn him up. Well, I ain't got time to fool you tonight. Say, well, we're going to save money and burn you up. We'll take up a love offering to bury you. Amen! He went down. Oh, Lord. But five. Not only did he look down and he came down, he laid down and he went down. Thank God. He sat down. Yeah. Hebrews 10, verse number 11. Hebrews 10, verse number 11. And every priest and the daily ministering offering, oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sin. Somebody shout, ain't no hope and no pope. Say amen tonight. But this man. But this man. After he had offered one sacrifice for sins, forever sat down on the right hand of God. They're making intercession for me and you. He said if we'd confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When I come unto God, I come to Him by Christ, my heavenly intercessor. He hands my prayers to God. Said, here's one of your children that's come through your son. And he said, I ain't going to do it for him. But I believe I'll do it for you. If I knowed a stranger, I wouldn't do much. But if one of my youngins come by and said, Daddy, would you do it for me, for that stranger? I'd be more apt to do it. Glory to God. I'm glad we have a high priest that's sitting on the right-hand side of the Father tonight. Glory to God. Whoop, whoop. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm I'm His. He's mine. Glory to God. I'm heaven-bound with a hammer down. Hallelujah. Five downs. Two to go. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. With the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive spiritually and remain still a kicking shall not prevent them which are asleep. Boy, they're going to get up out of the grave. And they're going to beat a 6 foot to Jesus. They're going to get a little head start. I'm going to catch them. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Five downs, two to go. What's the other preacher? I hope y'all that don't know nothing about horses get acquainted. Because our captain's coming back on a white horse. And on his vesture dipped in blood, he'll say the word of God. And out of his mouth goeth a two-edged sword. He's not coming back as a meek and lowly lamb that day, friend. He'll be coming back the all-seeing eye God of judge. He'll rule and reign with a rod of iron. That day the lamb and the leopard will lay down together through that great millennial kingdom. God will usher in a kingdom like's never been seen. No more sin. No more heartache and no more sorrow. You say, preacher, why ain't you there popping the Budweiser and eating the popcorn? Glory, am I drinking something a lot higher octane than that tonight? Am I eating something a great lot better than that is tonight? I'm not sitting there chewing my fingernails wondering, is my team going to win? It's done win tonight. No, it's done won. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It even sounds good. It done win. Hallelujah. I ain't no English teacher. I'm a preacher. Y'all know what I mean. We done won. Glory to God. We done won. Oh, thank the Lord. Five downs. Two to go. Are you ready to go when He gets here? Let me tell you, heaven's nothing to play with. Hell's nothing to take lightly. These people died and went to hell this morning. Wished unto God unto heaven they could sit in your service tonight. Have just one more chance. Just one more chance. Is all they wanted. Miss Jennifer, come tonight. Get on this instrument. I want to give this altar call on this Sunday night. You may be here and don't know our God. I can tell you this. He done more than look down. He came down. And He laid down. And then He went down and He sat down. And there, anybody that comes to His Son can get to God. That's what He said. That He may lead others to God while He laid down. Tonight you may be here and you've never been saved. Boy, it'd be a great night. Run around one of these old steps. Say, God, I want to settle this tonight in my life. I want to be saved by the power and the glory of God. You as a child of God tonight, honey, let me tell you, weeping may endure for the night. But joy is coming yonder in the morning. Sister, you play tonight. Don't know what you need, church.